Little Bull grinned at him happily, his face smeared with gravy. Patrick had come up behind him.
"Let's put them together and see what they do!"
Omri jumped up quickly.
"No!
Why not?
You idiot, because yours has got a gun and mine's got a bow and arrow and one of them is sure to kill the other!"
Patrick considered this.
"Well, we could take their weapons away from them. Come on, I'm going to!"
And he reached towards the bed. Just at that moment there was the sound of steps on the stairs. They froze. Then Omri swiftly moved the dressing up crate enough to hide Little Bull, and Patrick sat down on the end of the bed, masking the poor cowboy, who was still toiling along over the lumps in the quilt. Just in time. Omri's mother opened the door next second and said, "Patrick, that was your mum on the phone. She wants you to come home right away. And Omri, it's supper." And she went. Omri opened his mouth to protest, but Patrick at once said, okay. With one quick movement, he had scooped up cowboy and horse in his left hand and thrust them into his blazer pocket. Omri winced. He could easily imagine the horse's legs being injured by such rough treatment, not to mention the matter of fright. But Patrick was already halfway out the door. Omri jumped up and grabbed his arm.
"Patrick," he whispered, "you must be careful. Treat them carefully. They're people. I mean, they're alive. What will you do with them? How will you hide them from your family?"
"I won't. I'll show them to my brother anyway. He'll go out of his mind."
Omri began to think he might go out of his. He shook Patrick's arm.
"Will you think? How are you going to explain? What will happen? If you say you got him from me, I'll do worse than bash you. You'll ruin everything. They'll take the cupboard away."
That got through to Patrick at last. He put his hand slowly back into his pocket.
"Well, listen then. You can look after them, but remember, they're mine. If you put them back in the cupboard, I'll tell everyone. I'm warning you. I will. Bring them to school tomorrow."
"To school?" cried Omri aghast. "I'm not bringing Little Bull to school."
"You can do what you like about Little Bull. He's yours. The cowboy's mine, and I want him at school tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll tell."
Omri let go of his arm, and for a moment they looked at each other as if they'd been strangers. But they weren't strangers. They were friends. That counts for a lot in this life. Omri gave in.
"All right," he said. "I'll bring them. Now give them to me. Gently!"
And Patrick brought man and horse out of his pocket and tipped them very carefully into Omri's waiting hand.